Shit. Let me tell you what happened though.
Thug life, thug life.
It's been 16 years, still stuck in a dark cage. Living in my mind, thinking about the fateful day. 9/7/96, I remember like it's yesterday. I got a lot to say, it'll make a thug nigga cry. How the media said that I died, but I'm still breathing. Who do you believe in? Everything that they said was a lie. You see, listen, we was in Vegas, getting faded in the city of sin. I had a bad feeling that night after the fight at the MGM. Can you feel me? We left the telly on the way to the club. These hoes pulled up right beside us. My adversary steady plotting on my death. Squeeze the bullets to my name on my chest. I heard gunshots, but it got weird. Instead of bullets, only smoke appeared. Next thing I knew, two men in a suit were just standing there. They opened the door to grab a nigga by his feet. Let my head hit the concrete. It was a nightmare, dragged on the street. Scars on my back, looking at the white Cadillac. Before the black bag over my head, I couldn't believe what I happened to see. A nigga who looked just like me, just like me in the passenger seat. But it can't be me, sitting there next to Shook. Another four shots and that can't be good. I gotta find a way, is what I said. Next thing I know, a blow to the head.
God damn, I forgot it, man. Hey, welcome back to MTG Cardboard Crack House. This is Earl Grey.
This is Black Anthony.
This is Bubby.
Yeah, we got Bubby back.
Dude, are you using those fucking... What sleeves are you using?
Oh, they're the new... I don't know what they're called. They're Ultra Pros. I love them.
The ones that Rob picked up last week.
Yeah, they shuffle really well. I love the like black insides. Like everybody's they're clean. Fucking, they don't get dirty
everyone's fucking on the tip because the professor's talking about those motherfuckers.
Fuck the professor. I saw these... about a year ago. They're giving them out at a Grand Prix. They're testing them. And I think my friend got a set of them, and I just loved them.
They feel pretty nice, but unfortunately, like, I'm addicted to shuffling, so I probably fucking ruin those sleeves.
Not for me, man. I like my cutesy little fucking anime sleeves.
Oh, God,
nah, I'll take Dragon Shield. Sorry.
When you have to spend $60 for fucking two packs of fucking card sleeves, like, then you need the over sleeves for them, and then the over sleeves for them.
It's like buying KMC sleeves. They only come in 80, so you have to buy two just to fit a fucking commander deck.
That's a blowout.
Yeah.
All right, so this episode is going to be about...
Cole 45. Crack yourself open one on a Saturday evening.
That's right.
Fuck a fat bitch.
Yeah, fuck a fat bitch.
No.
Probably your sister.
You remember this. You can drink an ugly girl cute, but you can't drink a fat girl thin.
The reason why I fuck fat girls.
My friend was posting some really funny pictures of, like, one would have an extremely obese woman, and the other would be, like, one of those cracked out, like, paper thin women that hella looks like they're cracked out.
You.
Which one would you rather fuck?
The fat one.
Man, it's like a wonderland. You know why, man?
I think the fat every one got roll, most votes.
Yeah. The reason why, man? Every crack is a moist, wet hole.
Shit, the crack kids probably got some STDs.
But I wouldn't want to fucking go down that shit.
So I can feel like this. Oh God, I can't fucking breathe.
No one said you had to go down. Or the question was, which one would you fuck?
I like face sitting, man. I like having the bitch sit on my fucking face.
I do too.
And pedal my ears like a fucking bicycle.
I do too, but sometimes I just want to get my dick something. That's it. Like, I don't mind. I don't want to eat something out. You know, I got food already. I'm good to go. You know, I drank my water.
I always eat at the Y, bro.
Well, yeah. Well,
I love the furless taco.
Sometimes it ain't furless, though.
it is with me, man. If I see that motherfucker hairy. Harry Bushnell and fucking 70s Bushman. I'm down there
bro,
with fucking...
Come to Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Isn't that a YouTuber?
Yeah, she is.
I don't know.
Yeah. That bitch... Ooh, God damn it. She's skeletal thin.
Yep.
But hey, hold on. Let me see the big girl again, man. She's actually pretty cute.
She got a nice face.
Yeah, man. Ooh.
Yep, big girl.
I'd hit from behind.
Big I think girl. Someone also posted one about dudes.
I'll let her sit on my dick.
Which one?
The fat guy.
Yeah.
Is that Robert?
That's a fucked up shit. Damn. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that guy's fucking bonier than I am.
That dude looks like he's out of Auschwitz, like, for real.
Damn.
Oh, God, man. He
looks
we
like
already
he's
talked
starving.
About race in the last episode.
He looks like he's starving. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He is, man. He's probably got anorexia.
Whatever. Oh, it's not a real disease. Bitch, people stop. I'm just kidding.
It's a real disease. Fuck him, right? Just tell.
No, it's not a real disease.
Tell Tony that he can eat a dick. All right, so we're going to discuss EDH.
EDH, Commander.
Not Dual Commander.
Not Dual Commander. Fuck Dual Commander.
What's it? Elder Dragon Highlander?
Elder Dragon Highlander.
100 Cart Singleton.
100 Cart Singleton. Canadian Highlander.
I played Commander before it was Commander. That shit was fun.
EDH.
We got into it right before the jump. So me and my friend had infinite of these cards. And then they all spiked to like God retarded prices.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That was real.
That's why I hate Magic.
Yeah, Magic's
but
awesome.
I do too.
But I love EDH.
EDH is the shit. Actually, I was talking to Fat Nasty or whatever, and he was bitching to me because I asked him what Commander product I should buy, the Commander 2017 or the Anthology, and he said neither because I don't play the game.
What a fucking salty bastard.
He's just mad because you have how many decks? Lands.
I have Lands, Yggdrasil Storm, Reanimator... And I took part in Nekusar to make Storm, but I had Nekusar, so I had like four or five decks. But yeah, but speaking of Commander 2017 Anthology, as besides that they're coming out, Commander 2017 apparently had some leaks for cards.
Yeah, if you can call them leaks, man. Someone actually had, well, you gotta remember, man, WotC has all this shit in the warehouse already.
Oh yeah, it's already ready to go. Yeah.
So but, the dragons deck has already been.
So a little information. Commander 2017 is a product that WotC has put out is going to be all tribal. So each deck is going to be a tribal themed deck. You know, dragons.
Yeah, there's
going to
be three
elves.
Three normal.
I think they're all tribal.
Yeah, well, they're all no. What I mean normal is ones that we know of tribal wise.
Yeah.
Then there's going to be one that's a. Obscure.
Yeah, so yeah, WotC gives a little thing. They were like, three of the decks are going to be well known. Could be elves, zombies, angels,
obviously
even,
it's
demons.
Dragons is one of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, and then one obscure. Well, I don't really care if we put out the Twitter handle, right?
Yeah, but, just put it out there, man.
Yeah,
I don't
care. But I believe it's at Turn One Thoughtseize. I believe it's Twitter handles at Turn One Thoughtseize. He posted some pictures, I think about last week. Of leaks of the Commander deck for and what
yeah
was,
I mean in hand he's flipping through these bastards foils fucking popping I'm going
yeah well I think huh. I think right now I think he's got like a I don't remember how many pictures he's posted so far but like the first ones that he posted were like standard dragons it was like Khan's dragons and like Steel Hellkite you know and some of the other ones I can't really remember Broodmate dragon was one of them like it was just standard you know dragons you know good old fashioned dragons. But then the next photos he posted were of legendary creatures.
Yeah.
The first one he posted was, I believe, I'm probably going to butcher the name for it, but Okagachi Vengeful Kami. I believe it is.
Oh.
I believe it was the first one. It was either that or the Ur-Dragon. One of the two was...
No, Ur-Dragon came second.
Oh, okay. So I believe it was that one, which is a legendary dragon spirit.
Yep.
A lot of people are bitching at it because it looks like Progenitus, which is a big fucking head.
Hydra.
Yeah, it literally looks like it has.
Well, when you have
a
name,
tentacles.
Kami, it's.
You can have some tentacles.
Yeah.
No, the Kamis are like spirits from.
Yeah, they're spirits.
Yeah, and
they're,
yeah. Yeah.
So I can't fault him on that. I mean, I watch a lot of hentai. And,
oh, yeah.
tentacle porn.
Too good, yeah. But yeah, it's all five colors is Wooburg plus one. 6/6 flying trample. Whenever he does combat damage to a player, if the player he hit attacked you, then successfully does damage, but attacked you that turn or the last turn, you can exile one of their non-land permanents.
God, it's fucking broke.
Yeah, so he's like a spiteful bastard.
Me is a magic card.
Pretty much.
I don't know, man.
And it's got a big mouth, so I'm just
kidding.
Yep. But as we said a little bit earlier, the second one was the Ur-Dragon. Which,
yeah, that motherfucker right there has got my fancy. Yep.
But just a little side note just before I dive into the Ur-Dragon. Both the Ur-Dragon and Okagachi are both lore creatures. They both existed in the Magic the Gathering lore and never have had a creature card printed. They've always been mentioned by other cards or by other cards in various sets.
The Ur-Dragon wasn't originally in... No, I don't think it was in Legends. No, it wasn't.
The Ur-Dragon does not have a physical card. The closest thing to him is Scion of the Ur-Dragon, which references him. But yeah. The Ur-Dragon...
And, of course, that's a Scion. Yeah, that's not. That is a fucking dragon that worships Homeboy and fucking...
Yeah. Yeah, but the Ur-Dragon is kind of retarded. He's Wooburg plus four. So he's four colorless and Wooburg for a 10/10, and he has a new keyword. I think it's emergence.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah. He states if he's in the command zone or on the battlefield, dragon spells you cast cost one less.
So that make him cost one less if he's in the command zone?
No, no. Oh, it's other.
Okay.
Yeah, other dragons cost decent. One less. He has flying, and then the ability that a lot of people like on him is...
Spellskite's a drake, right? Or is he... No, yeah.
Spellskite?
Yeah. Spellskite?
Yeah. The artifact?
The artifact creature?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a dragon at all. No, I have no idea what it is now.
I think it's a whore.
It's a whore.
It's in Phyrexia. I mean, that's true.
I mean, it was in Phyrexia. Like, it looks nasty as fuck.
Man, all I know is there's a lot of shapeshifters.
It is a horror. Go fuck yourself.
Damn, it's so fucking good.
Fucking encyclopedia walks again.
Yep. But the Ur Dragon's third ability is whenever one or more dragons you control attack, draw that many cards, and then put a permanent from your hand into play.
That's absurd.
Yeah, it's kind of broke.
These like expensive cards, I think they're cool. Their flavor's great, but nobody ever plays them for their mana cost anymore. No. They're all cheated into play.
Yeah. And you know they're going to be cheated into play with fucking Etherwork Marvel.
Yeah. I mean, like Etherworks the commander, Marvel, you can,
that fucking piece of shit's going to go. Oh man,
that card's retarded.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
After rotation, I'm going to buy every fucking foil I can.
That's true. And then a few more cards were spoiled. I think the most absurd one that people hated the most was...
What, the six drop?
No, not the six drop. No. The Jund dragon. The new... I cannot remember its name. All I can tell you is it's a cat dragon.
Oh, I love kitty. Yeah. Oh, and it is. And it's specified it is a cat dragon.
Legendary, awesome. Legendary creature, cat dragon. I can't remember the name, but it is Jund colors plus two. So it's five mana cost for a 5/4 flying... trample, I believe. I'm trying to do it off the top of my head. I want to look it up, but yeah, flying trample. And then whenever it deals combat damage to a player, that player has to sacrifice a creature. If that player doesn't, you get a 3/3 black, green, red cat dragon creature token. And then he showed a picture of the token, and it is a baby cat with wings.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Aww.
Yeah, so the cat looks adorable, but the mom does not. I can't remember its name, but it's like Neko Shara or it's something. I'm sorry. It's absurd. It's fucking dumb.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Wistaria.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what? Wistaria, what the fuck?
Wistaria was the queen of the Necru cat dragons.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Wistaria.
She was one of the only three Necru...
Yeah.
With natural green mana healing abilities. Her name means Eagle Tiger.
Yeah, well, she looks like a fucking cat with wings. Shit. She looks like a big-ass cat with wings.
God damn, man. The fucking backstory on this is nasty.
Oh, so backstory on some of these is probably gonna be great. I can't read. Can't wait to read up on them. next spoiler after that, I believe, was the dragon that you mentioned, Earl Grey.
Yeah, that's six drop.
It is something dragon engine. I can't remember the actual name of it, but that's like the last two words. It's something dragon engine. Fuck, what is it?
Well, I'm looking it up right now, okay. So.
I actually had like saved, but I can't remember. But yeah, it is a six colorless legendary artifact creature dragon. It is a 4/4. Uh-oh, phone's dying.
I don't care.
It's a 4/4. It has flying, and then this is probably the most like unique and probably the most hyped card so far spoiled. Whenever you cast a spell, put a +1/+1 counter on the dragon. You may remove 5 +1/+1 counters from him, add 2 of every single color to your mana pool.
The token's fucking adorable.
Told you. The token's adorable, but the fucking the dragon.
No, the card that I want is Ramos Dragon Engine. Yeah, that's the one you're talking about. Yeah,
Ramos Dragon Engine.
That fucking card.
Six drop legendary artifact creature dragon. Whenever you cast a spell, put a +1/+1 counter on him. You may remove 5 +1/+1 counters from him. Add 2 white, 2 black, 2 blue, 2 green, 2 red to your mana pool. Activate this once per turn.
At least they specified once per turn, because that's hella brokeable.
Yeah.
Breakable.
Oh, I'm sorry. I fucked up his triggered ability. My apologies. Whenever you cast a spell, put a +1/+1 counter on him for each color that spell has.
Okay.
My apologies.
That's cute.
My apologies. I want him as
the general for my deck.
That's pretty gross. I like that. Yeah. Like, I like the fact that like you can, his cost is to remove the counters.
Yeah.
And then like the effect to add counters is like cool. Like there's definitely ways to like abuse that and actually just put counters on.
Oh
him
yeah. So I was talking to Fat Nasty about it, and because I mentioned charms, and someone mentioned that if I played Jund Charm, I could do it automatic, like right away.
Jun Charmix 10 oh, mana. God. Yeah.
Jun Charmix 10 mana. It's like, cool. Cool story, bro. Like, legit. But yeah, it was that was probably the most interesting one out of all of them, just because it's a colorless card, but because of its ability, it makes it to where it only fits in 5-color decks.
Yeah,
because it's only legal in 5-color decks. It actually shows the mana symbol.
I mean, it's legal in any, like up to 5 colors.
No, it has to be in 5-color only.
I know you can make it in 5-color, but you don't actually have to play all the colors.
Yeah, you can play Naya, you can play 2-color, you can play mono blue.
Yeah, because he himself doesn't have a color requirement.
Yeah, that's
true. Makes the extra mana.
Yeah,
you can pay 3 mana. You could Gen Charm and then cast Progenitus. Like, yeah, that's kind of funny.
That was the thing we were talking about. Or you can activate Door to Nothingness.
Door to Nothingness, yeah.
Yeah, if you activate Legacy Weapons.
Yeah,
twice.
So Brea's going to be taken apart when this set comes out.
Yeah, he's pretty absurd.
He seems cool. I like him.
He's probably like the most like believable type general. Like
I really hope our local game store does another one of the play a random deck tournaments when this comes out. Because I love those tournaments.
That'd be great. Yeah.
That'd be interesting. To see,
oh hell, we could just host one here.
Yeah, it's true. We could.
I'm down.
As long as I get to play a dragon.
Go out and buy one two. Of them. Go out and because case comes with one of each, so buy 2 cases and just.
Damn, bro, what do you think I made out of money for?
Well, no, I mean we'll get them situated, and then everyone just pitch in. Then they're gonna get a deck, but it's gonna be 100% random.
No, as long as I get to keep my initial four, as long as I keep buying, I'm good.
So, and then just everyone just literally fucking plays away.
Yep. And then
get out a box of conspiracy at the end.
Oh God! At the
for every win you get a conspiracy pack.
Every win you get a hidden agenda.
Yeah, I think the tournament that they had is like you buy in, you get a random deck. You pretty much just pay for the deck to get in the tournament. Each pod, 4 people has 1 winner, and the winner of the pod gets store credit equal to the amount of the deck that costs.
I don't want store credit, man. I want something out there, man. Where I want something tangible for the player to go. Yeah, I want this.
Packs. Yeah, I mean, if the star credit can get you a pack, then I guess that's whatever. But
no, I want cardboard cracked mean cracked open. I want to smell them fucking cards and go, ooh, you pulled shit.
true, cardboard crack. But the last spoiler, I believe I haven't been up to date with it. I haven't looked today.
I was at work, man. So
yeah, I was hanging with Fat Nasty. So
usually I'm up until 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. I haven't been doing that lately.
We're making our fucking run tomorrow. So
I slept all day.
Yeah, we're making.
And I'm still tired.
We're doing the Frank's run tomorrow.
Yay!
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
I'm going swimming.
Nice.
What's his name?
Dobbs.
Damn, he's got his pee-pee touched.
Not even. I just want to jump.
Well,
in
you know, he was
water.
Picking up on that tranny in Vegas.
Or the chick that he the fucked chick, that looked
yeah,
like me.
Yeah, that looked like you. Yeah, there was that.
All right, man. So let's give it the lowdown.
oh God, here we go.
We went to Star City Vegas. It was a great one. It was a great event, man. It was, I think, my second time going to this event. And we decided to go to a club on the outskirts of Vegas. I forgot the name of the fucking club, man. When you walk in, the main fucking room is like an Aztec jungle temple.
That sounds cool.
That sounds legit.
And, you know, it has chairs and shit like that and thrones. You get to sit there and everything.
Why does that sound familiar?
Each room is a different theme. Okay. Oh, okay. There's a rave room, and each room has a different DJ.
Right.
So I'm out on the patio one, and Dobbs is there. Sip was there.
Oh, Jesus.
Sal.
Yeah.
Of course, Sal.
Oh,
there.
No, it gets worse, man. That's when my boy Nat Willy Wonka'd himself, man.
Jesus Christ.
That's a story for another time. I don't want to put him on blast on that.
Oh, you really put Dobbs on blast, though.
Well, there's a reason why, man. So we're sitting there, right? And of course, we're drinking. He's already 3 sheets to the wind by the time we get there. And at the time, it was Team Degenerate and Ghost Council.
Oh, that's right.
So we're looking over. Sip comes walking over, and I'm all, "What's going on, Sip?" He's all, "Dude, check out Dobbs, and look what he's talking to." I was all, "Oh, dude, he's talking to that guy." He's all, "Yeah." So I see Dobbs spitting game, getting that number, and when he comes walking over, man, he's strutting. He's happy as shit, man. You know, "I'm going to get my dick sucked." It's like, and Sip's like, "Man, you know, that's a dude, right?" "What?
Jesus.
It's not a dude." I'm like, "The fuck it isn't, man." Why do you think he's wearing a scarf? It's fucking hot out here. Why do you think he's wearing a scarf?
Hide that Adam's apple.
And, oh, yeah. It was, man. It was. There was no fucking mistaking, man. He had the 5 o'clock shadow going on. But Dobbs was drunk, man. So, you know, he just wanted to get his pee-pee touched.
Jesus Christ.
And it gets worse, bro. So we're in the Aztec room, right? We're sitting there, and we're getting ready to leave, man. And the tranny show comes in. One of the casinos is already just getting out. It's like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. At this point, this is where I saw Coolio. At the bar. These chicks start walking in, right? I'm like, damn. Looking, fucking straining. I was like, damn. Look at the ass on that one. I was, ooh, fucking thick, mama, thick. I'm going, damn, hold on a minute. Looking. I'm fucking got my head cocked to the side, trying to get upside down, see if I could fucking see the little bulge, you know, because they tucked their shit.
Of course they do. They want their shit just fucking hanging out.
They got that gender bender. I don't
know. Some of those tucks are pretty damn tight. I've seen some fishy bitches wearing some, like, tight-ass clothes and hella look like a woman.
And
but
I'm
they can't
there.
Contour that Adam's apple away.
True.
Well, they can get it shaved.
They can, but I mean, like, most drag queens don't.
Yeah.
Of course not.
And we're sitting there going, I'm like, man, those are dudes. No, those can't be dudes. He's looking. I'm like, no, those are fucking dudes.
Got some meaty tucks going on.
And then, of course, here comes the black dude, man. Big, buff motherfucking.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, looking like Tina Turner, but.
God.
but how can I put this? What's that stupid-ass comedian's name? Was on White Chicks? The black dude?
Terry Crews.
Looking like Terry Crews.
Probably
body like Terry Crews, but pretending to be like Diana Ross, dude.
Diana Ross.
And I'm sitting awesome. Going, I'm going like, oh shit. I'm all, see, I told you, they're fucking trannies. He's all, nuh-uh, man. I got numbers from a couple of them. Like, hey, looks like I know what you're going to be doing tonight.
Shit, it's going to be
you're going to be playing Hide the Salami.
Shit, it's gonna be.
But is it going to be your salami or are they going to be their salami?
Yeah, definitely their salami. I mean, come
I
on,
don't man. Know. Yeah, a lot of drag queens are tops. Yeah.
Nah, man. When he showed me that picture of the Bubby lookalike,
dude.
Because man, I grabbed the camera and I walked back there.
Oh, I know. I was there.
I've seen the pictures.
I was there when it happened.
I'm like, the fuck, Raj, look.
Yeah, I was there for all of it. It was fucking weird. Because he was hella proud.
Yeah, he looks loaded in that picture.
Not just that, man. He said that ass stunk too, man.
I bet it did.
Like Famunda, man.
Oh God.
I bet it did fucking stink. But I mean, shit.
All right, man. Enough of the trannies and the stank booty. Let's get on with the the discussion.
Well, the there's only one other spoiler that I miss, and I can't remember the name for life of me. But I just know it's got Ojutai in its name. So forgive us. But it is a human monk, so it is the only non-dragon, so it might be from a different set, however, or from a different deck.
Bless you.
Thank you.
However, its ability states otherwise. Instant sorcery and dragon spells you cast. Do something, I'm sorry.
I can't, my phone's dying, so I can't
I'll look up right now.
So, yeah, we can just cut. I can cut this part. Fuck, what the hell's that?
What the fuck you showing him?
It's a puppet sliding into someone's DM.
Oh, shit.
The puppet's dick pics.
Puppet dick pics.
Damn, that's hardcore.
That's
fucking oh, my
wonderful.
God, was, man. Was, what the hell, Bubby, hard. Man? You showing me puppet dick?
That was hard.
You got an ugly-ass dick.
Yeah. Okay, I got
it. Doesn't look right, man. The color's not right.
Yeah, that's true.
The tip's the same shade as the shaft.
Yeah, it's true.
Ain't no black people have the same tip as the shaft.
I don't. All right, I got the card.
I was about ready to say, man, you circumcised?
I may not
no,
be
I'm
black.
I'm not circumcised.
Oh, he uncut.
I'm uncut.
All right, go on with the card, man.
All right. The card's name is Taigum Ojutai Master. It is one white, one blue, two colorless for a 3/4 legendary human monk. Instant sorcery and dragon spells you control can't be countered by spells or abilities.
Oh, fuck.
Here's where he gets busted. When you cast an instant sorcery spell from your hand, if he attacked this turn, that spell has rebound.
Oh, damn.
That card's going to be $15, $20. Okay, are we going to see this card in Legacy?
Potentially.
Potentially. It does cost 4, though, which kind of...
And, like, Legacy, honestly, Force of Will slows down all the super fast decks. True. So, like, bigger creatures are getting better.
Yeah, that is true.
And that card... What size butt does it have on?
3/4.
Putting your... Yeah, ooh, it doesn't die to lightning.
Does not die to lightning bolt, no.
Yeah, I mean, like, attacking with that dude, like, giving your Ponder's rebound, like, stuff like that, it's pretty busted. Yeah,
Ponder rebound, Brainstorm rebound.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. It's instant sorcery, so, like, cool, yeah, lightning bolt you, bro.
It's definitely a sick commander card, like...
Yeah, it's insane.
Commander gets,
well, it's like True Name Nemesis. Remember when it hit the Legacy fucking field, man?
It's wreck shit.
Fucking 35.
Well,
bucks.
That effect is unlike any other.
Yeah, it's true.
Like protection from a player is absurd.
Yeah. Especially in a 1v1 format, you're just like, in a 1v1
in a format where you have Force of Will backup. Like, nice Liliana, you're dead. Like,
yeah. It's like your only card that can beat me is Liliana, huh? Well, here's Liliana dead, and then you're dead, right?
And there for the longest time, man, you couldn't get that card.
Yeah, that card was hard to find.
It was printed in one set.
Yeah, Mindseize and fucking, dude, I scoured California for that fucking set.
Walmart, Target, everywhere. Yeah,
everywhere. There was
I finally found it.
Barnes & Noble.
And I was lucky enough to get it for actual retail price versus the $100 fucking price tag.
You mean like a Traxxas?
Yeah, which I still don't understand why that bitch is a bill.
It is by far the most powerful deck that came out in the four colors, and the fact that they're the only four color decks that exist, like it pumps up the price, and there are a lot of cards in there that like are extremely powerful as well. Deep Glow Skate is pretty powerful. That Hierarch bitch that says everyone can make their creature bigger, but you can't be attacked this turn.
Yeah,
is pretty insane.
So when are you gonna build her?
After Commander 2017 comes out, maybe.
Yeah, it's like you've been holding on to that bitch for a while.
I mean, the crazy part is like for you, if you take Bray apart for Ramos, you can stick a Traxa in there because you could double his counters, or you could.
That's right. Because all the proliferate. Ugh.
Yeah, you're like I cast Esper Charm. I draw two, ditch two, or whatever. It's got three counters into turn with the tracks of proliferate four counters. Like, okay, cool. Yeah. Like cast Brea four counters into turn proliferate. I can activate this to put Progenitus into play on your turn.
I'm definitely gonna build the Brea's going bye bye.
Yeah, like he's fucking insane. It's not.
But the land base is gonna be fucking killing me though.
That's the thing. Like there's no images on the land base so far. So not like, anymore. Yeah. So like,
oh, that's right. Yeah.
True.
Anyways, yeah. Like I enjoy Commander. I play it every once in a while, but having played Commander in the past, the format can get very degenerate. The ban list is definitely necessary. The unfortunate thing is, like, Wizards of the Coast doesn't really deal much with Commander. They're starting a two-player Commander on Modo, I believe, but its ban list is very unrefined. And
at the moment, the top eights are all the same.
Yeah.
Let me see the dual Commander online. You can still play with, at the time, I think you can still play with Sol Ring.
Yeah.
I mean,
in dual Commander?
Vile
Smasher. Well, they just banned
Sol Ring and dual Commander is fucking broke.
It is. Yeah. It is.
So, okay. My turn one consists of land, Sol Ring, and mana crypt.
Yep. You just play
it's too easy to fall behind in formats where you're playing against one opponent. In multiplayer formats where you go turn one Sol Ring, turn two, like turn one something else, and then turn two something ridiculous, you're getting attacked by three other people.
Oh,
like,
yeah. And it's not a chance that your opponent's like, cool, turn one, land, mana vault. It's like, I can race you just a little bit. I can race you for like two turns.
But in two player, it forces too many hate cards to be in the main deck. Like, it changes the format. Like,
well,
I'm hoping they come out with a decent ban list that
because
like,
it's 30
the other
now,
formats can take.
What? Well, 30 online?
They
30 life online or 20 online?
It's 30 life online. They're keeping it at 30 where it's 20 in real life.
Yeah, because, you know, mana crypt fucking hits you for 3.
Yeah, bolts you.
If the flip isn't your thing.
I haven't played much Dual Commander, but I have a close friend who plays a lot of it. The change to 20 life changed the format completely. Like, it actually...
Well, you remember, because we used to play it at our local LGS when they were on Wild Lane, and it was like, dude, I don't know how many... Oh, man, how many fucking pug games, dude, we played. You had your deck. Raj had his. Steven would come down. Brad had his. But no, I mean, Steven would come in. No one else is in the shop. It's like, you got your deck.
Pickup games.
Let's do pickup games. Boom. Play. You know, he's playing Tal Ran. He's playing Vidillion Click. He's playing fucking Arkham Daxon. He's playing...
Pretty much all blue decks.
Fucking blue decks.
Every blue deck.
But having seen the two-player format go to 20 life, it completely changes it. It makes aggro decks very viable. And it makes, like, playing just these mid-rangey five-color, four-color decks that just play big spells not as good. Like, they die before they get to cast all these stupid spells. And it makes it a real format. Like, at 30 life was just a little too much, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it made cards like Sylvan Library stupid.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I pay 8 life twice. I'm ahead.
Yeah. It was absurd. 20 life is just a big difference. But
It's
like, I mean, fuck, they put you at 4 life.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm within real fucking damage.
I'm gonna die.
I have a friend who has a mono red burn deck, and that deck just burns the shit out of you at 20 life. It's a little scary. But I'm waiting for Modo to catch up on like their ban list and refining it a little. Because at the moment,
what they should do is just literally take the ban list from paper directly on the Modo.
That's what they want to do. Essentially, it's just that the way that they're going so slow about it due to everything else, I believe, because that's what they want to do. Like, I mean, no one wants Vile Smasher in the format anymore as a commander, or you just get wrecked by it.
We got the anthology coming out too.
Yeah, that's true. It comes out June, right?
Yeah. June 6th or June 7th.
It's my
June 9th.
Birthday. Buy me something.
Yeah. $165. If I can pick it up for a bill, I'll look at get it for you, Bubby.
I don't want it. Don't give me magic cards.
Give him some dick.
Maybe.
I could send a stripper over your way.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
There's no cute, like, male.
We'll go to L.A.
We
will go down to L.A. and we will find you.
Get the eighth wonder of the world.
Nah, there's, like, some bomb-ass male strip clubs in L.A. I, like, looked them up because I'm a thirsty bitch.
Give him a man from Belvedere's.
I'll put Anthony in a thong for you.
Fuck that.
A banana thong.
You cannot pay me enough.
If I find those,
you won't wear a thong if we buy you one.
Nope.
I
will.
There's some nice man thongs.
If you wear a thong, I'll wear one.
Nope.
I'll wear one too.
I'll put a speedo on.
I own a thong.
I'm cool. You can go ahead and put your speedo on.
Actually, I don't own a thong. I have a jock strap, but
no, I'll back out. I'll work the camera.
Bitch.
Fuck that.
Whatever.
How about if I give you all my J's?
No.
Nah, don't you fucking lie.
He thought about
lie
it.
To
He's
kick
all,
it.
Did you hear that? No.
I thought about
this.
Oh, I'm looking at it. I thought about it, but no.
Just for putting on a thong.
No.
You're so full of shit.
No. We'll not put on a thong.
On foot.
For all those J's.
What? No. On foot. You bitch.
He's like, no. I don't have to get them. I'll just steal them later.
I'll just steal them all later. I can buy my own, thank you.
I'm waiting for the anthology. I don't want to pay $165 for it.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
I'm looking at paying, what, $120?
I wouldn't mind paying like $130
or
something.
Some of these like things that are getting released are so obscenely priced.
Plain Chase Anthology is $130.
Who the fuck wants to buy that?
I don't know.
And I've seen it for $90.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like, realistically, like, half the things they're putting out on the market, they keep getting lower than MSRP.
Look at from the vaults. Those motherfucking things are expensive.
That's the bullshit, though. Is like, some of them are absolute dirt.
Yep, some of them
like,
are dirt.
Yeah, if you want the Dragons one, it's not that expensive.
Like, how much do those things cost when they come out? They're like $40, $50, right?
Maybe more? I think it's like $50 to $60 something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, half of them either go up in price and they're stupid, or half of them are $10 on eBay. Yeah. Like, with the land destruction one, that one was stupid. Nobody wanted that piece of shit.
Yeah, because it had Wrath. It had
good cards in it. It had Rolling Earthquake. It had something else in it. Like,
But the one that was a sleeper was the From the Vault's lands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, nobody, not a lot of people bought that fucking set.
I did.
Well, you're so fucking smart.
I know, right?
But the thing is not a lot of people bought it, and now look at... Even if you want, like, the Grove of the Burn Willows, man, it's still it's fucking expensive.
Well, that card's retarded.
Yeah, that card's retarded.
They need to reprint that card in a real set so people can
I think Iconic Masters later on in September is going to be...
The only downside is, like, everyone wants Grove of the Burn Willows for the future site. version, you know, the nice border or whatever.
Well, that too. I mean, that card will still retain its value, but they really just need to print it so it's readily available.
Like, oh, yeah.
That card's, what, $60 right now? $70? Something yeah, stupid.
Some absurd, minuscule
amount of play. Like, people that want it for their commander decks, for whatever decks, they don't want to shell out. I mean, not assuming commander you're playing one, because, like, that's not that bad. But assuming you need a playset of them, nobody wants to drop $300 roughly on a playset of these.
I had Living End.
I had
And, of course, he had the Living End. And $15 at the time for the fucking land. Yeah. That's a reasonable fucking price.
Then. Yeah, that was hella good.
That's a reasonable price for that fucking card. Then all of a sudden it's $30. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Then it goes up to $45. I'm going, this card should not be $45 fucking dollars.
I think there was a point where the thing was almost $80, $100 like for like a good month or two.
And if you looked at it, why are not all the other lands from Future Sight the same prices?
They don't see play.
Yeah, they don't see play. Like,
their requirements to make mana is dumb.
Yeah, Grove is like, oh, your opponent gains one life for whatever color. That's fine, whatever. Like,
and then it actually combos with Punishing Fire and Legacy.
With a lot of other shit.
Or like, I think River Tears is one, and you have to produce blue mana before you decide to do anything, or once a land hits play, it produces black, and you have a choice. Yeah, for the turn. And then Nimbus Maze
makes if you have a plane,
you make blue mana. If you have an island, you make white mana.
Yeah.
Or it reduces colorless.
Like, shit.
The art looks sick, but it was just the most random card.
Grove of the Burn Willows. Oh, no, Grove of the Burn Willows. And then the best one is stupid Horizon Canopy.
Oh, Horizon Canopy.
That card's retarded.
Lose
that card
life,
they need to print again.
Yeah, they really do. Like, lose
but
a life for mana
is it
or
just
draw a card.
Is it just as much as Grove?
No, it's more.
No, it's more.
It's more?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
It's used in every green-white deck that exists in Modern.
And, oh, yeah, never mind.
And it's the only land of the cycles that lets you draw a card, too.
Yeah.
So, like, so it's pretty much like the cycle.
God, I used
now.
To have a
it's
foil
like,
of that motherfucker a long time
Jesus
ago for EDH.
Jesus Christ.
If you still have that right now.
Whoa. I don't.
Jesus.
No. I just found those artist proofs for my
that card's returning.
Fetch lands.
Oh, God.
Yeah, see, like, the overpricedness of Magic is just, it's unsettling. Like, I play Magic not for value. I play it because it's fun. I understand there's value in these cards, but
3 or 4 years ago, you were doing it for value. That's how you got your laptop.
Bubby grew up after that.
Yeah, like now I just enjoy.
Yeah, he sold it all and bought himself a fucking MacBook.
Exactly. He needed to go to college and he needed a fucking laptop. There you go.
And I had to be a bougie little faggot and get my nice, beautiful MacBook. But yeah,
whatever, Mac's a shit. Our PC, but Mac's a shit.
I know. That's what I'm looking at getting for the podcast.
I need to get a laptop.
Everybody that talks shit about Apple products can go fuck themselves.
Don't get me wrong. Apple products, I think, are definitely inferior
to
Android.
I have an iPod Touch sitting over here that we're going to start using for video.
Nice.
I still have the block iPods that require the big charger.
I think I still have
you know what? People
iPods
still want those motherfuckers. Is it the 160?
It's not the original ones.
It's not the 160.
The original ones are still expensive.
I don't think I have any more. I have one of the 160s around here. They're still fucking
they're
a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah. I mean, because they still hold a lot of music.
It's just insane.
The only problem is,
music,
especially
it's
nowadays.
Porn.
Oh, God, I remember in high school, I got my iPod stolen by some girl. And
she saw all the dick and went,
no. So someone mentioned to me that they saw her putting an iPod in her backpack that looked just like mine. So no, at the time, I knew the dean of students. So like, I went to her and I'm like, hey, my iPod got stolen and someone told me that they saw her with it. So they, you know, went down to the classroom, asked her to come up to the thing, bring her backpack. And the teacher was like, okay, she does have an iPod, but how do we know that it's yours? And I'm just like, because there's porn on it. And she just rolled her eyes at me, and they found out it was mine, and I had to wait till the end of the day to get it. But gotta love how I had porn on my iPod,
porn
and that's how
day.
I proved it was
Man,
mine.
Man, okay, so you're carrying porn at school, and I was pulling knives on kids in fourth grade.
Different ages.
And I was selling sodas.
I was selling weed and pulling knives and threatening to cut people's
necks. I was
necks.
Jerking off the jocks and making friends.
Man. And now we're Magic players and I'm a nerd.
Nah, grade A nerd.
Hey, when you look at my house, you don't really see nerdness in here.
Yeah, I did. Look at your wall of movies.
I like movies.
I do too. Nerd.
There's some shit over
leave my
there.
Leave my anime chicks alone.
I mean, there's some shit over there.
Dungeons and Dragons all down here.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right behind. Yeah.
The fucking...
I've been playing it forever, okay? Since 1978.
Fucking nerd.
Oh, man. Man, my neighbors are fucking screaming and having a party out there, man.
Well, it's Friday, man. I mean, shit. Last Friday of the month.
Yeah, man. So you guys going to get this episode on Thursday, because that's when I upload this one.
Yeah.
This is recorded last Friday.
Shit. Time stamped. Whatever.
FNM.
So, do you think that the leaks for any of the fucking shit, like the, well, you remember the leak packages for Almond Cat when they came out? Like, oh, and the Atlantis one, which they, Aslan, they changed the name of it now. It's going to hurt fucking Magic in any way, shape, or form?
Probably not. No. Like,
for me, man, I'm looking for the next spoiler, man. It's going to, if the spoilers are fucking great, it's going to make me want to buy that product. And this dragon deck looks
pretty sweet.
I want to play it.
I want to buy it. I want to play it. I want to suck my dick.
I think the spoilers can affect the prices of certain cards.
It'll definitely give you that circumcision.
Yeah, oh, right. God. Finally. Yeah.
I think the spoiling can definitely change the prices of cards that people aren't ready for. Like when they have a spoiler that they personally give out, you know it's going to be there. When a random spoiler comes out that only like 10% of the people see, it can affect prices and people aren't ready for it. I mean, that's unfortunate. Whatever, you fucked up. You lagged on it.
I mean, the spoiler for fucking, it's like in the last episode we were talking about Fatal Push. Foil fucking Fatal Pushes. They're $43 for a normal foil right now.
Jesus Christ.
So,
they're $50 when they first came out.
So, $43. You're looking at a $50 fucking bill, man.
Yep.
And four of them are going to be given out at F&M at any place.
Yeah,
so,
they're hella going to die. But, I mean, it's still a great price.
It'll still be 20, yeah. 25. I think they're probably about $30.
Yeah. No, it's a different art, too. So, it's just like, it's
and
it's
like the same. I like this artwork better than the one that's on the actual card.
The actual card is literally some guy falling over, right?
No, this is a guy getting kicked.
Yeah, he's getting Spartan kicked.
Spartan kicked, okay.
You know, this is cardboard crack house.
This is MTG.
And the new one is just a guy falling down a cliff.
No, whatever.
I'm whatever. It's value.
It's a free card if you're good enough to get it.
I want the cards. I want the land promos.
Ether Hub.
No, not just Ether Hub, but the actual, you know, like Almond Cat.
The Almond Cat.
Full arts. The ones previously on that one. You know, the dual lands.
Yeah.
I want those. And I want stuff like that. I just don't want the Almond Cat nasty ass fucking border shit.
Jeez.
So if anybody out there that has a nice foil Consecrated Sphinx that wants to trade it for a Invocation Consecrated Sphinx, hit me up, because I don't want this fucking nasty ass thing.
Invocation nasty.
I'd rather have the real foil. If I have to come up with extra, it doesn't matter.
It's just like the artwork is so good on Invocation, just the border sucks.
I love the artwork on all the cards, but I don't like the border.
I hate the text. The text is the only thing that bugs me. But the thing I love about the invocations, even more so than the last like masterpieces and etc., these don't look like Magic cards.
No, they don't.
Like they look like the old ancient Mew card. Like they're so different.
They look like a fucking Yugi card, man.
I would love to play with them. But like they just fucking suck.
They do. I mean, you got like Force of Will and Pact and everything, which are good, but it's just like, y'all look nasty.
Yeah, give me a Judgeful Force of Will any day.
Take an old fashioned.
That should be a Grand Prix promo.
Oh,
sure. Yeah, let's give away a fucking $500 card.
It won't be five bills afterwards.
Even
it'll be
three or four now.
It'll even if it comes out for the GPs, it'll be $100. Actually, I think it'd still be about $200.
No, it'd still be $200.
Nah, it'd probably be out the gates. Yeah, I can see that. That's respectable. Actually, it'd probably be more like. More than 100, less than 150. I think realistically, the amount that they printed is just going to nuke the price. And they're at the end of the day,
which
like,
is
they're
good.
Probably going to be less than 100.
Oh yeah,
but it would be really cool for them to do something like that.
It's accessible for every fucking player to have them by going to a GP. That means if a newbie wants to fucking actually go and play Legacy, he can get one of the cards that's a staple in fucking almost every Legacy deck.
Pretty much.
Right?
I mean, if that's his goal, then he's got a long way to go, but, I mean, yeah.
Hell, man, you go to enough GPs, you can trade the cards that you need for other shit.
That is true. I mean, fucking, a lot of people just want the GP foil because it's a foil, you know? You can only get it that way.
The GP Jitte was fucking sweet.
Oh, yeah. Didn't Jitte get FNM promo, too?
No. It was just a GP promo.
It was a GP promo.
GP promo, okay.
Had the little chink fucking holding up in the air and said GP on there.
Yeah, it had Imazawa on
it. My Asianness is fucking kicking me in the balls right now from going.
It had Imazawa on it. I mean, Jesus Christ. It had the actual guy.
Was it him?
Yeah.
I thought it was just some. They all look alike, man.
Racist.
We had that last episode.
True.
You know I am, man. Yeah, I got my clan cap on right now.
Yeah, I hear you fucking yelling it out at people driving by. Yeah, I know. I've experienced it firsthand. I got it.
Hey. Blazing Saddles is my favorite movie.
Jesus Christ. Yes, Mr. John Lycum Young.
Where are the white women at?
Where are the lollies at?
Where are the lollies? Oh, fat nasty.
Yeah, I know. I was there. I know. I was there.
Oh, you know, I had to fucking troll his ass.
I know you did.
All right. So that's going to be the end of this episode. Go check out our YouTube channel.
Tier 1 TCG.
Yep. Hit that like and subscribe button. Leave some comments on Facebook.
Yeah,
Leave it on YouTube.
Let us know what you think about the spoilers for the Commander 2017 or the leaks, excuse me. What were your thoughts on them? I mean,
if you're cute, leave your number.
If you're cute, bud, we hit you up.
Yeah. Within 50 miles.
Yeah, within 50 miles.
Yeah.
If you live in LA, I'll make an exception.
If you're really cute, I might leave you too. LA might be reasonable.
LA's hella reasonable. You just go on a weekend. It's like, oh, you're not cute enough, Franks.
Oh, shit.
Bob, we're going to Franks. Can you drop me off? I need some dick.
It's like, Bob, I need to get picked up. Why? He wasn't cute enough.
That'd be a good story.
I went on Grindr and I had to find another dick someplace else.
Yeah.
I got catfish.
I need to go to La Puente.
I just go to the Puente for Jays, man.
Yeah.
All right. So this is Real Gray.
This is Black Anthony.
This is Bubby.
And we'll see you in the next podcast.
Later.
Tap, tap to attack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. Crack, 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 crack another pack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. I'm running out of cash. I'ma have to charge. Spend my rent money on some magic cards. I'm running out of cash, but I'm living large. Spend my food money on some magic cards.